kuzokurhulumente iSiyakholwa Foundation uqale nephulo lokuncedisana namakhaya angathathi ntweni kwiphondo leMpuma Kapa. Kungoku nje baqhuba inkqubo yokulima kwiindawo eziquka eMandela iKhwezi Extension. Kanti ke liphulo liqhuba nokwenziwa okanye nakwezinye iidolophuxebe eziquka iMonti kunye naseGqeberha. Uqwalasela banzi ke esibambe kanye ophuma apho nongumlawuli walo mbutho nguye ke uGqirha Rejoice. I'm good, we appreciate your time, but can you please take us through to your program now that you are assisting people in disadvantaged areas in terms of food parcels?
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak about the work that we are doing as Siyakholwa Development Foundation. So we are one of the 28 social employment implementing partners. And we focus on the Eastern Cape. We've got offices in Mthatha, East London, Kaiskamahoek and Gqeberha. And it was such an honor for us as an organization to be selected as one of the social employment implementing partners. And through this fund, we've really managed to do quite a lot of development work, particularly in the Mthatha area.
Now let's talk about throughout your programs, what you've discovered in those different areas.
So we've discovered, the high levels of unemployment, especially among young people and among women. And that has really been a big issue for us. And the question is, how do we, through the social employment, tackle this wicked problem of unemployment among young people and among women? So through this fund, we are providing work opportunities for unemployed people for 2 days a week. And they are assisting in early childhood development preschools. They are also assisting in community gardens. And what we're beginning to see is that with the 2 days of income that people are getting, they now have money that they can use to start applying for jobs. And we're also pushing to equip them with skills that they can use post the social employment program.
Yeah, now let's talk about the funding, because you're talking about funding. You are a foundation, you are not government per se, but yes. Let's talk about the support now, because everything needs money.
Yes, correct.
Yes, let's talk about the funding process. Where do you get fund and all those stuff?
So I'm going to talk particularly about the social employment fund that we have accessed from the government. Towards the end of 2022, the IDC put out a call for implementing partners. And Siyakholwa applied to become one of the implementing partners of the fund. And our application was successful. So, and this has really enabled us to do quite a lot of the development work that we wanted to do for a long time, but we just could not do it because of lack of funding. We always say that there is no lack of work to be done, but we need funding to do the work. And we are grateful for the social employment that has really enabled us to do the work that we do in communities. We target rural areas, we target informal settlements and townships. We've got a passion for those areas because we believe that is where the most need is. So, with this funding from government, it has really helped us to go down to the grassroots and bring development where it is most needed.
Are you really relying only on government, or are you also approaching private sector in terms of this funding? Because you are doing a great job if we're talking about developing communities, especially communities in disadvantaged areas particularly.
So we rely on a number of funding streams. It is very difficult to run a sustainable nonprofit organization only on one stream of funding. So we've diversified our funding streams so that, you know, we access money from businesses, we access money from private donors, international donors, local donors, as well as the government.
Now, let's talk about the effectiveness of your programs in these areas in the society at large. Since you've started up until now, are there any products whereby we'll say in that particular house we arrived and this is the activity that we've done and these are the results?
There are quite a lot of impact stories that we could share. I mean, Siakoloa has been running for the past 20 years, and you can imagine a lot of work has been done in different communities. And, you know, through our monitoring and evaluation framework, we are able to track the changes that we have made in individuals, in families, and in whole communities. And just to give you an example, one of our development programs here in East London, in Kaiskamahook, which is about 40 kilometers from King William's Town, there we have established an incubator for essential oils, and we are enabling rural farmers to get into essential oils agriculture, which has been the domain of farmers. So as Siakoloa, we are enabling rural farmers to get into essential oils agriculture. And we have seen that their household income has increased over the years because of this specific program. And because we are also providing, we are adding value. We are not just helping them to plant, but after they plant, we buy everything that they grow. And we've got a distillation plant. It's on the site where we produce essential oils. So that has brought real change financially to the households that are involved in the project. But further to that, you know, we've seen a transformation in families where people started, you know, working with us in public employment programs. They've grown with the organization and they've transitioned to full-time jobs. And you know, it's always great to see someone develop from working 2 days a week on a public employment program to becoming, for example, one of our Smart Start coaches that is working with our ECD practitioners. So we've had quite a lot of success stories, and we have seen the impact that Siakoloa is making in terms of education, in terms of socioeconomic development, and more recently in terms of the public employment programs. So a lot of our participants on the public employment program, especially young people, they attest to the fact that they've never had a job before joining the program. And this is the first time that they actually have their own income that they can say that goes into their own bank accounts. And it's amazing to see the transformation that happens when a young person has got their own resources that they can then say, I want to buy a computer or I want to buy a cell phone. You know, young people are into gadgets. And it's just exciting to see these changes happening. But also, you know, what is most encouraging for us is that when someone comes onto our program, they now have access to internet, they've got office space, they start looking for full-time work. And because they are now part of a community and, you know, their social capital is increasing day by day as they meet new people, they are then able to access full-time, long-term jobs. And that's really, really encouraging for us.
Ma'am, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation to speak about our program.
All right, kempulaphulo wasekhaya lo nguye ugqirha Rejoice Shumba uyazivela ke suka nongumlawuli wayo ke iSiyakholwa Foundation. Liqumrhelo lingafumana inzuzo kurhulumente sibeka ngoku kwishumi elinesibhozo lemizuzu emveni kwentsimbi yeshumi elinesibini. Zithethwa sithi indaba kwi-SARFM.